Hi everyone, welcome to People I Almost Know. I'm Michelle and my guest today is Jan Moyer. I almost know Jan from Twitter, where she's very funny, and I've really enjoyed getting to know her over there. So when Ricky Anderson suggested that I talk to her, I thought it was a great idea. And it was. Jan is even more delightful when she can go over 140 characters, and I really enjoyed this chat, and I hope you do too.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jan?
Yes.
Hello, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
But before we get started, if you want to introduce yourself to everybody.
Sure. Well, my name's Jan, and I have four boys under age 8, and they keep me pretty busy.
I bet.
Yes, I have an amazing bearded husband who is really great, and we actually take turns staying home for a year at a time with the boys. And so
Really? When
I'm not home with them, I teach kindergarten.
That is pretty cool. What does he do for a living that he can take off the year?
So he's a teacher as well.
Oh.
And here you can take some unpaid time off your job as a teacher, and they'll hold your spot kind of thing.
Really?
So, yeah, you can't do it indefinitely. They do want you back at times, but you can do that. So we've our boys are all 2 years apart, and I'll take the first year and then go back to work, and he takes the year, and we've been tag teaming. So
wow,
it's been great.
So
this is the first time that I'm going back 2 years in a row since we started having kids. So.
Really?
This will be different again. I haven't taught 2 years in a row in 8 years, so this fall will be a switch.
Well, how come? How come this year?
Oh, well, I really liked the position I was doing this past school year, and because we didn't have a baby again, we have a choice, right? Because I don't have to stay home with a newborn.
So we
talked about it, and we're like, well, it's really good for our family if I go back and do this role again. I do all the planning time for the kindergarten teachers at my school, and I didn't feel like I was really good at it until about January. So when we were debating what to do for the fall, and we thought, well, we do have a choice this year. There's no newborn to look after and things like that. So we talked it out and figured that this is the best fit. So I'm going to try it again.
That's cool. Well, actually, I want to talk to you about all this stuff. And this is what happens when I start talking to people. We get out of order because it happens. It's whatever you bring up, you know. And then I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I want to talk about that right now, but I'm going to resist. But I do want to come back to teaching a little bit and ask you some more questions about that.
Sure.
Specifically about what you do with having so many kids and everything.
Sure.
But first, before we got too much into that, I wanted to ask you about, your internet presence. So I know you mostly from Twitter, and I think I met you through Ricky, probably.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I just started seeing your name, and I'm like, she's cool. I like her. And then I saw, I think you guest posted on, I'm not very observant, so I don't realize that people on Twitter, I don't look and see that they blog also. But I think you guest posted for Ricky, and that's when I found out you had a blog.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, and I love your blog too.
Oh, thanks.
So what made you get into Twitter in the first place?
Well, I became friends with Amanda, she's on Twitter and blogs and all this kind of stuff about a year and a half ago, and we became Facebook friends, and we knew each other through church, and it was just a really quick friendship that developed, and she had at one point asked if I would guest post on her blog, and I thought, whoa, I've never done anything like that, and I don't know, and but I thought, well, I'll try it out. If she doesn't like it, she doesn't have to post it, and we'll see. And she liked my Facebook statuses, so she thought, this could work. So I thought, okay, so I wrote something, and she, you know, really liked it and had a couple of tweaks to make, and then posted it, and it was a lot of fun. And then I just sort of shelved that and thought, okay, that was fun, you know, but I don't really want to get into that, you know, myself kind of thing, just the time and all that. So
yeah.
Anyways, just sort of let it go. And then we were talking last summer, and she's like, your Facebook stuff would be great on Twitter. Like, you basically do tweets all the time and, you know, that kind of thing. And I went, oh, Twitter, you know, I don't know much about it. And, but, you know, I took the plunge and I got on there, and it was a lot of fun, and I was really enjoying it. And meeting people through Twitter, which sounds weird when you're not on Twitter. It sounds a little bit crazy, but you know, when you're in that, it makes total sense. And then I guess a couple people had asked me if I blog, and I said no. And then Ricky a number of months ago was like, you know, do you blog? I think you really should. And that was the final one. Like, I'd heard it from a few people and that, and so I debated a bit more and talked to my husband, and I said, look, if I do it, I promise I'll let something else go. Like, I'll watch less TV or something, and I won't blog during the day and take away from the kids. And he's like, do it. That'd be great. So that's kind of how that all came about.
Well, I think that you have a natural talent for the writing. At least that's what it seems like. And I would, as I, you know, read your posts, I'm always laughing and I love your sense of humor, and I'm like, what else wonderful can I say? But I was thinking today, actually, I was like, you know, I've got to convince her during this podcast to write a book. This is my new agenda for the podcast, because I thought that I would love to read a book that you had written. I could just read so much more of it. So there you go.
Well, thanks very much.
Your new job. So you'll have to take 2 years off now and stay with the kids for 2 years after this, and you can write a book in that time.
There you go. Well, I'm flattered. Thank you.
No, I really mean it. But I have enjoyed your blog. And one thing that I saw you said, and I was actually thinking this before I read it. I didn't read your about page until today, but I often don't do that until the day of the podcast. Like, maybe I should learn something about these people. Other than, you know, what I know. Because it's funny talking about Twitter. I knew that you were friends with Amanda just because of Twitter, seeing things, you know, pass between you two. And I had meant to ask you, and I forgot, you know, did y'all work together? Did y'all teach together? But you said church.
It was through kids ministry at church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then so we both teach the toddler room on alternating weeks. So I wanted to have coffee with her just to talk about the new way we were going to do things in that room. And we got together at Starbucks before one of her trips to Mexico, and we talked about toddler room for about 5 minutes, and then the rest was all like everything else. We just hit it off really well and get together. And then we did work together this past year. She got they call them LTOs, a long-term occasional assignment, at the school where I teach. So cool. We saw each other frequently that way too.
Well, and it's amazing how much you know what people are doing because they tweet everything. I mean, I do the same thing. And I'm like, well, I know that, you know, I think her and her boyfriend Joseph and Jamie, they spent time together recently. And I think they were down with Tyler. And I thought I saw a picture that with when they were hanging out with Tyler Tarver and but Knox. I think Knox was there. I was like, hey, that's Knox in that picture. It's like, we're not stalkers, but you can't help it. It's like it's your Twitter friend diverse.
Yeah, I know.
These people, really know them.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I know.
But before I read your about page, I was thinking about your blog, and I thought, you know, she's kind of like a mommy blogger, but she's not a mommy blogger. And then when I read your about page today, you said, I'm a mommy, but it's not necessarily a mommy blog. And I thought, you know, that's the vibe that I get. So if you had to categorize your blog, what would it be?
I don't know. Like, I do end up writing a lot about being a mom and stuff, but not exclusively. So I would say just humor, like, it was really tough to come up with a tagline and a name for the blog, too, because I didn't want to narrow it down to just you know, being a mom and dirty diapers, like that kind of thing. And then I didn't want it to be just teaching Annex, because it really depends on what I'm doing. Is, you know, like,
yeah.
I was down at my parents' place and getting toys out for the littles, and I came across this costume that I wore, I think, 3 or 4 Halloweens in a row, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So I took pictures of, like, all kinds of stuff that they've kept. And, you know, if I had just done a mummy blog, like, I don't know how I would have fit that in, or if it had just been a teaching blog or that kind of thing. And I haven't really written about my face. I haven't figured out how that fits with my humor. Like, I drop nuggets in about teaching a toddler room and things like that. But that's not me. Like, it's important to me, but it hasn't come out in my writing. But
yeah,
I can see maybe
I
develop stuff that would come out more. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, that actually, I don't know why I didn't think about that, because I just got finished telling you how I laugh almost every time, you know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I could have figured that out on my own humor blog. Oh. See, now you know the intellectual level of who you're speaking to. Oh, man. Well, you already mentioned this, and this is the next thing I want to ask you about is you have 4 kids under 8, and I'm just wondering, even though I kind of know from the blog a little bit, what that's like on a daily basis. How do you find time to put all these tweets out, which I love? I love when you tweet about what your kids say, and I'm like, hee! But, you know, I don't know how you find a minute.
Well, I just do it quickly, like, and I'm... I'm selective about what I read online. You know, if I follow your blog, it's because I like it. You know, I don't just follow lots and lots of people on Twitter either, so that I'm not constantly looking at my phone or the laptop. So if something funny happens, like, I just quickly type it up, tweet it, and then later on I'll catch up on my own Twitter feed and stuff just to see what's going on. But I have to write it down sometimes because... sometimes I use it later for a blog or something, and sometimes I just want to remember what they said to tell Dean later, or just to make it funny for myself, because sometimes I just want to, like, scream, but if it can make someone else laugh, it helps me see the humor in the situation. So, like, that, the last one I, one of the last ones I wrote with, you know, the moment I changed the toddler, they're all wanting my attention.
Yeah.
Like, it never fails. And I could have lost my marbles completely, but, and I did for a second there, and then I'm like, okay, you know, look at this. This is kind of funny how it all played out. And that's probably been one of the best things about Twitter and blogging, is just that it helps me see the funny quicker rather than, like, the next day and things like that. So, but yeah, finding time, I just quickly, I'm like, just a second, you know, and I'll just tweet it and then move on. But,
well, I just talked to I don't know if you know Clay Morgan. I just talked to him actually, I guess, yesterday morning. And we were talking about, I was talking to him about, he's writing a new book about his writing process. And I asked him, does he write in his head all the time, you know, because I have a tendency to do that. But do you find that you're doing that now as things are happening? You're actually writing the blog post in your head?
Yes. Yeah. And it's the ones that won't go out of my head that I'm the happiest with.
Uh-huh.
I've had a few that I've started, you know, later on. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should write. That was kind of funny or whatever. And then I just don't like it. Like, I don't like the direction that's going and that. But the one I just did today where I was all the bruises and injuries, I had started it last night and I didn't like it at all the way it was going. And I said to Dean, I'm like, can I just have an hour tomorrow? I want to come at this one with fresh eyes. I like it. I like the topic, but I can't make it work. And then I'm brushing my teeth, getting ready for bed. I'm like, I got it. Then it was like, okay, jot some notes down so you don't forget. And then, you know, wrote it up tomorrow. But yeah, I feel like I think in tweets now and Facebook updates and stuff
like
that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, your mind changes, you know, it's funny. I guess your orientation, the orientation of your mind changes.
Yeah.
You start seeing things differently.
Absolutely.
Well, you call them bigs and littles. What are the ages?
So right now we have an 8, 6, 4, and 2-year-old.
So literally 2 years apart.
Yeah, and the youngest two, this is the best part, the youngest two are born on the same day, 2 years
apart.
Oh,
no way.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think it would happen, but the youngest actually came on his due date, which was his brother's birthday. So I didn't think the odds were there that it would happen, and it did. And thankfully, you know, they're both boys and stuff, so far it hasn't been a bad thing. They've actually enjoyed it, but we'll see what we can do in the future. But
I was going to say, we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Well, I have one particular question to ask you. I wanted to know, whose idea was vehicular accident scene recreation? I loved that so much.
I think that's one of my favorites, too. We were playing outside, and the boys started playing Car Crash.
Just random.
And I think they were doing, like, slow rolls off their bikes and scooters.
Oh, that's too cool.
Crap. Like, really slow-mo. Like, we would have done the Bionic Woman when
we
were kids. Yeah, they were doing that. And I was like, hold on. And we started getting out the chalk and drawing outlines and all this kind of stuff. And I was just taking pictures for fun, you know, to show Dean later and that kind of thing. And then I'm looking at the pictures later and I think I might have tweeted one. And then all of a sudden, they were doing something all goofy a few months later, and I thought, they play so weird. That's when all that came up again. I was like, those are funny pictures, you know? Like, I'm glad I had them on the computer.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. And when you were saying slow-mo, I keep hearing Bionic Man in my head. I can't do that metallic sound.
Oh, we used to play that in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, and we did, oh my gosh, Wonder Woman. And when you say that, I hear the ping, ping.
I know. My sister... it reminds me, my sister and I'm 1 that's 2 years older than I am, we would wear red shorts under jean wraparound skirts and spin around in the backyard and sing the Wonder Woman theme song.
Wonder Woman!
Exactly.
Oh, man. Memories. Yeah. I am so old. But anyway, I really like your kids a lot. I just think that they're so cute. I mean, and I can't help but think so much of that has to come from you because, you know, the things that you say and write, I'm like, oh, I like this girl. I like her. She's so funny. And you're just cute as a button. I just want to take you home and squeeze your cheeks. And when you tell them stuff about your kids, I'm like, that's their mama. Well, I don't know your husband. I'm sure he's good, too.
He tolerates me.
Oh, dear. Well, let me ask you, you talked about kindergarten, and when you were writing about how many kids you had, last June, you said that you can't wait to get, you know, to see what's in store for next year. Do you still feel that way since it's so close?
Yeah, like, I'll be fine, you know, Labor Day weekend, I'll be more excited. I do love my job, but I love being home as well. So I guess that's a good thing, right? That you don't dread your job and you don't, you know, look for ways to escape when you're home. So I do look forward to this year because I feel like I know more what I'm doing. I've always taught kindergarten, which I didn't think I would do, but this was just a real switch, not having my own classroom and, you know, my own 22 kids or so that connect with their parents and all of that, seeing activities from start to finish and that kind of thing. And it was tough at first, but I have a really great team I worked with last year. All the partnerships were great. And I actually did get to know those kids really well, like better than I would have thought. And certainly not the same depth that they had with their own teachers.
Right.
But I really felt like I was part of the team and that kind of thing. And just being able to use my experience to do a good job when the other teachers are out of the room, like I would step in when they went to prep and plan for their next class or for their next day and that kind of thing. So yeah, I am still looking forward to this year and just seeing if I can do a better job and be more, helpful to the team and everything. So, yes, I'm still excited, but I'll miss summer.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with the kids? I mean, how does kindergarten work? I mean, I'm 43, it's a million years ago, but I didn't go to kindergarten. I went straight to first grade. And plus it's so different now. So how does kindergarten work now? I mean, was that age, kindergarten was preschool. That's where you went and you played and you learned how to socialize. And now preschool is like where you go to learn at 2 years old, 1 through 10 and A through Z.
Right.
And how to spell your name. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, here it's a bit different. We have public education starting in JK, which would mean you have to be 4 before December.
Okay.
So anybody born in 2009, for instance, this year, goes to JK. It's optional. You don't have to send your child, but most people do. And then we have senior kindergarten, which is the kids that are a year ahead. And most classes here in Ontario, and particularly in our school board, they have JKs and SKs together.
So what is JK
really
and what is SK? Junior kindergarten. Hello. Junior kindergarten is senior. Okay. I'm just a little slow to catch up.
Yeah. Yes. And here they call it full day kindergarten. So FDK.
Okay.
It's a lot of acronyms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go all day long now. So that's been new in the last few years here.
Okay.
They go all day long every day. And what they have is a classroom teacher and an ECE partner, so an early childhood educator.
Okay.
And they're in there most of the time together, but they have to spell each other off a bit with, you know, lunches and things like that.
Okay.
And so then my role is to go in when the teacher has their planning time. So they would get either 30 or 60 minutes, depending on the schedule, each day to go, and that would be a time to prep things for the next day or communicate with parents or work on different assessments, like whatever they might need to do. So the way that we worked it was that I just walk in. So if you were one of the teachers that I fill in for, and on day one we had outdoor play when I'm in, I do day one outdoor play always.
Okay.
And then if it's center time when I happen to be in on day two, I just take over center time and maybe do a small group or just enter the play for the kids, like whatever's going on. So it's trying to be seamless, so that you're not just breaking it up really choppy, like, oh, Mrs. Moyer's here, so it's GM, everybody pack up and let's go. So it's the teacher would set the schedule for what works for their kids, and I just take over whatever they would be doing anyways. So
Do you do the same schedule every single week then? So every Monday looks the same for you with the same group of kids, the same time,
yeah,
in the same class?
Yeah, it's 5-day cycle, so it does rotate a bit, like as far as the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing, if there's holidays and stuff like that. It doesn't stay all Monday all year long, but yeah, the teachers would switch it a bit too. Like they say, well, it's not really working to have, outdoor play at this point. I'm going to switch it and move it to here, you know, and that was fine. Or, you know, we've been trying to do writing, but I think I'm going to move it to this time. So can you do learning centers instead? And so it did change for everybody throughout the year just to make it work best for the kids. But yeah, and it was always something different, you know, like the centers are always changing, the small groups are changing. So a lot of variety. And I really like that.
You go ahead and finish.
Oh no, I really liked working with all the different teachers. And the teaching teams was great. I just learned a lot. So,
How do you keep track of all this stuff of where you're supposed to be, when, and what you're supposed to be doing then? And don't you just get overwhelmed sometimes?
Yeah, there were times I showed up in the wrong room, you know, and my friend JT would look at me. Oh, it seemed to be her that I did it too. She's like, hi. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, no, you're actually an hour early. So, I mean, it happened, but what I was doing wasn't too hard. It was just sometimes where I needed to be, I would forget. But the nice thing is that all our kindergartens are in the same hall.
Oh, good.
So I didn't have to rush off and be 10 minutes late because I was in the wrong end of the room or end of the school, I mean. But, yeah, so I always, every day, had to look at my schedule. Like, not once did I have it memorized, but it was fun. It is fun.
Now, how you said that you didn't plan to go into kindergarten, but in your blog you said this, you didn't plan to go into kindergarten, but I don't remember what it said, how you ended up there.
when I went into teacher's college, I thought, oh, I like, you know, grade two would be nice, that kind of thing. I don't want, JK was new, the JK pro, the little guys, was just coming in, and I thought, oh, that's just babysitting. Like, I don't want anything to do with kids peeing their pants.
Yeah.
Like so, and I was, you know, I'm like 25 or whatever, thinking all this, like, what I need to do. And so then I did a teaching placement during my teacher's college time, and I loved kindergarten. It was just so fun and different and hands-on, and I just really liked it. And then, but I also enjoyed the other grades that I taught when I was practice teaching. And then it happened to be that when JK came back that fall, that's when it, they had tried it for a year, took it out, brought it back. And because of that, there was all kinds of hiring in our school board. And that was one of the jobs that was available at the school I had done my practice teaching at, and I jumped at the chance to go back there with people that I knew and liked. And then I thought, oh, it's fine. You know, another friend of mine, we always say, we're not lifers, but yeah, we've been doing kindergarten for like double digits. So. But it's always changing. The government's always changing it, the curriculum, or, you know, now we're doing the full day every day is different, and it's just never the same. So I'm never bored or stagnant. And that's why I keep sticking with it. I just kind of changed schools a couple times, and that makes things different. But, yeah.
What kind of things do children learn in kindergarten?
Oh, well, basically, you just look at where the kids are when they come in. And truthfully, some come in right at the beginning of JK, and they print their name, and they're reading, and they're doing great at, you know, all those things. And really, you'd focus more on their social skills in that case, or, you know, working on reading with them. Like, you would just want to bring them forward. And so they are learning everything. Like, some kids don't know their colors and shapes, and some have never had to put their coat on themselves.
Really?
And then you've got other ones who are, you know, trying to do cursive writing. You know, it really, it really can be quite a variation, which is why kindergarten is such a great thing, because, you know, some wee little JK who doesn't know how to put his own shoes on or, you know, get his lunch bag, has this SK who is very confident and knows a lot and will bring them along with them, or model, you know, when we do a read aloud together on a chart, they can find letters and model that for them. So it's just, it's an amazing year watching those kids just progress. So from wherever they are and up. And ideally, by the time you finish SK, the goal is that you're reading at a simple book level, that you can do some writing with sounds and words that you know, that you can count past, okay, ideally 100, but 30, or, you know, those, so a lot of those basic skills so that you're ready for grade one.
Wow,
so that's
really?
How our program works, yeah.
Well, you can tell I don't have kids because I'm like, really? All that? And they're just, but they're babies.
it's amazing what they can soak up. And when they're allowed to learn through play, which is a big thing we have here, then they're motivated because they get to have so much choice about where they learn and what they're doing. Like, teachers guide them. It's not that they just get to have a birthday party all day long. But, you know, there's some structure, but it's not really heavy-handed. And so it's amazing. It's like, you should have seen some of the stuff we got this year on Angry Birds and things like that, because they could go with their interest level. It was really neat.
Do you mean like the materials were themed, like Angry Bird theme?
No. Like, these kids would come to school and build stuff out of blocks to recreate Angry Bird games.
Oh, you're
kidding.
And
stuff like that. No, and then they would draw pictures about it, and then they would write about it, and like what they would produce based on something they were interested in, you know. And then in the spring, a bunch of the classes had tadpoles in their rooms. And so then they would just get nonfiction books and put it by the tank with the tadpoles and things like that. It was based on a field trip a lot of them had done. And again, some of the writing and drawing that these kids were producing, because it was something that mattered to them and it was interesting to them, rather than just worksheets that came from a publisher. So it's pretty amazing to see a play-based program like that, where it's not sitting at a table with a pencil and a paper, but giving them a chance to see where their learning takes them is really neat.
That is really neat. Actually, you reminded me, lots of things go through my head as people talk to me. And the one thing you made me think of is the picture on your blog of your boys, how they play. And it's always like, and then the dinosaurs eat everybody kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recreate, you know, they have such imaginations and they recreate things that they're seeing and doing.
Yeah.
But the other thing is on Clay's blog, he had posted something, a talk that somebody, of course, I never remember anything correctly, but where the guy was talking about education, it just can't be what it was, you know?
Right.
And the question was, so how do we fix it? Where do we go? Do we go more creative? Do we go more electronic? But how do you get the kids engaged? And that it was a neat discussion on there, but I wanted to ask you, like, actually, I was reading, I have it here in front of me, a post you said, the kindergarten, the good, the gross, and the amazing. And you said, you know, back in the dark ages, before Wi-Fi and smart boards, how much do you guys integrate, you know, the electronics? Because if these kids are doing Angry Birds in that age, I mean, they're playing this on their tablets and smartphones and stuff like that at home. How much, at that grade level, do you guys integrate the electronics and computers and stuff like that?
Right. At our school, every classroom has a computer. So, and it's usually open as one of the centers that the kids can go to. And there's some limits on what they can do. So, not just point and shoot games and things like that. And then a lot of the classes booked in computer lab time once a week, so once a cycle. And that was a chance for us to show them some new things and give them a bit more directed time. It's kind of hard because that's sort of a one-off, you know. And then we do have iPads at our school, but by no means is there enough for everybody to fund all that, right? And the way it works here is it's all funded through your taxes through the school board. So technically every school gets the same amount, but then some schools have more fundraising than others.
Oh.
But then the other thing too, right? Like, and that's all above and beyond. So, you know, the school board would provide not the bare minimum, but the basic.
The essentials.
And then some schools that, you know, are wealthier would have parent councils, so like PTA, that could raise enough money to buy more iPads or more smart boards or whatever. And some of the poorer schools wouldn't have a chance of getting that. So even though they try to make it all equal, it's not. But we do have technology regardless of where you're at. And it's tricky to integrate some of it because you don't want them just playing a game.
Right, right.
You know, and now the iPads we're trying to use as more even like a way to document their learning so that they could take a picture of something really great that they did, or they could record something about, you know, a great piece of learning that they had, and instead of making it just a center that they go to and play, you know, cause and effect games. And
right.
So, yeah, but it is a challenge. Not to do AV, like showing a movie is no big deal, but really making it meaningful is definitely a challenge on top of your regular teaching job, like to find the time to get trained on it and integrate it effectively is definitely a challenge.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind that I asked so many questions about your job. I didn't really intend to. But then you start talking and I'm like, oh, this is just interesting. And, you know, it's really neat to hear you talk. You clearly love what you do. And you sound kind of excited when you're talking about it. And that to me is exciting. Kids are so awesome. And it's a special time. And what am I trying to say? It is exciting to see them growing and learning and changing and discovering things. And just to hear you talk, I bet you you're an awesome teacher.
Oh, thanks. You know, I do really like it. I do. And I just don't see myself leaving kindergarten anytime soon because even that, just technology, right? Trying to integrate that would be a new thing for me. So there's just always something new to try. And Twitter's been great, too. Some of the learning communities that I've connected with on there and challenging me to try different things. So, definitely. I don't blog about teaching very much. Just I want to respect kids' privacy and that, too. But I am passionate about it, and I do really like what I do. So but there's no other job I'd rather have.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm always jealous of people who are, you know, who know and are super happy, you know,
sure.
and passionate about
yeah.
what they do. Well, I wanted to ask you one last thing. It's about Canada. Now,
yeah.
That's another thing that the blog world and Twitter and everything opens you up to people in different countries, and it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, didn't think about Canada all that much. It was always just, you know, Canada, it's big. And now I know, you know, a bunch of people from that live in Canada, and I'm like, it makes me want to know more, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Canada? How do you like it there? And why did your 4-year-old say, no one likes Canada?
We call him Mr. Random. Like, he is he's like that dog in Up, you know, Sprout. Like, he's not always easily distractible, but he will jump topics. And so, I don't know where he comes up with some of this stuff. We have family, like I'm from a family of 4 kids, and 2 of my siblings live in the States.
Oh.
So they hear a lot about that, like, you know, well, Uncle Rob and those guys are in Chicago, and, you know, and my sister just last year moved to Texas. So they're very aware that, and my other sister had lived in the States and now is back. So even though we don't go there very much, they're very aware of the States. And then
oh.
My background is Dutch, so that's why the 6-year-olds, he'll often make comments about Dutch, like, well, do you like that because you're Dutch? I'm like, I don't even speak Dutch.
Oh,
but no, Canada, I love it. I don't know much different because I've only visited, you know, other countries, but I really like it here. I like the public school system. I like the healthcare that we have. It's what I know, so it's hard
oh, yeah.
to, you know, really pinpoint, but...
Is it cold where you are?
Yeah. No, like, you know, in the summer, oh yeah, I got to convert it. We've had on average, like, in the 80s.
Really?
Throughout the summer.
That's nice.
It's been chilly. Yeah, it's been chilly lately, like, I'd say lower 70s, which isn't ideal, but, yeah, so we can get pretty hot into the 90s easily at times, too. It just depends.
Cool.
And then we get, you know, a fair amount of snow, but we definitely have all 4 seasons, so it's not...
Okay.
And further up north you go, like, we're in Ontario, so it gets a lot colder up north from here. We're pretty close to the southern end of Canada
okay.
kind of thing. So, yeah.
I just had in my head this idea that Canada is, like, the land of snow. I don't know if it's who I'm following. I got this idea from... I guess Leanne Shirtlift lives in Canada, and
yep.
Susie Lindau, and she's always posting pictures of snow, and I'm like, how can you stand it? It's too much snow. Why are you living there? And I thought, well, you know, because you probably grew up there and you're used to it,
yeah.
but I'm like, no, too much snow. So I just have it in my head that all of Canada is nothing but snow all winter long. Clearly, that's
yeah.
inaccurate.
No, no. I'd say we have similar weather to Michigan and Illinois.
Okay.
And oh, yeah.
Well, I thought Michigan was covered in snow, too.
Oh.
I need to get out more.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I live in Virginia, and around here, it's one of those things where, you know, the first snowflake falls and all of the schools are canceled
yeah.
because nobody knows how to drive in the snow. And my ex-brother-in-law is from Michigan, and he's like, these people are crazy. Like, it's
yeah.
always, a, you know, 2 feet of snow in Michigan. You know, learn
yeah.
how to drive. So,
yeah, yeah.
but anyway. Crazy. But...
Yeah, well, and we joke a lot, too, right, on Twitter. Like, well, we make jokes. Canadians do, too. Like, oh, get the toques out, you know, or new clothing, or get the snowshoes. Like, because those are all the stereotypes. Probably doesn't help.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for enlightening me.
Yeah, this is great.
Sometimes I feel stupid asking these questions, but I'm like, well, how am I going to know if somebody doesn't tell me? You know? Well, you know, anything, you have anything else going on other than going back to school? Anything, you know, you want to plug or talk about?
No, I never know for sure what I'm going to blog about next, but we've been doing some home improvements around here and redoing the garden. So far, incident-free. You know, I am prone to hurt myself, but so far it's been good.
Home improvement. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And we haven't lost any children.
You need to get one of those signs. However many days since the last accident. Make sure it's dry erase.
Absolutely. I should have a shirt, right?
It's been one day since we hurt ourselves. But yeah, that home improvement, that has got to be like a smorgasbord of blog posts right there.
Oh, I know. And even my recent injuries had nothing to do with that.
I liked your stories, though. I just read that today, and I was at work, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to be doing at work, right? Just reading blog posts. But I take my little breaks and read, and I thought, oh, I've got to think of something good, but I can't think of nothing. I was like, I got to think of a good story. Well, okay, so I am all out of questions, and I just, you know, I'm glad I got to talk to you. It was really fun. Write a book. Just throwing that out at you again.
Ricky about a book, eh?
So. Yeah.
Oh, I said, hey, I just graduated.
I didn't want to get too excited, but in my head I was going, whoop, whoop.
I got some more hoser.
Yeah, boy.
Oh,
that's
no.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for talking to me.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Have a good rest of your night. And
thanks.
Oh, wait a second. I forgot to say that you blog at toughbananasblog.wordpress.com.
Yep.
And you're on Twitter, Moyer Mama.
That's right.
I'm going to link all your stuff on the post and also some of these posts that we've been talking about that people should really read.
Okay. Because
it's just really good, fun stuff.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And that's it. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Twitter, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
That was a lot of fun, and my thanks to Jan for that. And if there's someone you'd like to hear from, you can contact me with a suggestion on the blog or give me a shout on Twitter or on Facebook. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, you can subscribe on iTunes or on the Stitcher app or at peopleialmostknow.com.
Let me do the podcast, bud.
That's too cute.
What's
the podcast? I really don't care. I want your attention now.
He's like, what is that? Yeah. He's like, I hear her talking.
Hilarious.